News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Lok Sabha late on Monday cleared the Citizenship Amendment Bill after a long and fiery debate in which several members of the opposition parties labelled it unconstitutional. The bill was passed by 311 ayes against 80 noes. The legislation is likely to be tabled in the Rajya Sabha on Wednesday. The bill is not in violation of constitutional provisions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, responding to a debate on the contentious legislation in the Lok Sabha. It will give relief to people living a painful life after facing persecution in neighbouring countries, he said. Had India not been divided along religious lines, there would have been no need to bring in such a legislation, said Shah, targeting the opposition Congress. The bill is not violative of Article 14 of the Constitution, as it aims to give citizenship to persecuted people, he added. Earlier in the day, the contentious bill was introduced in the lower house after a heated debate followed by a division of votes, with Shah saying the legislation has the endorsement of India's 130 crore citizens. Opposition leaders Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary of the Congress, Saugata Roy of Trinamool Congress, N.K. Premachandran of Revolutionary Socialist Party, Gaurav Gogoi and Shashi Tharoor, both of the Congress, and Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM opposed the introduction of the bill, which seeks to give citizenship to non-Muslims from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan escaping religious persecution there, saying it violated various provisions of the Constitution, including the move to grant citizenship on the basis of religion. While defending its introduction, Shah said the Congress had divided the country on the basis of religion, making it necessary to bring the bill. He added that it was brought on the basis of reasonable classifications provided under the Constitution. The tabling of the emotive bill came even as there were protests and incidents of violence in the northeastern states, with most of the student unions and regional political parties opposing it, saying it will nullify the provisions of the Assam Accord of 1985, which fixed March 24, 1971, as the cut-off date for deportation of all illegal immigrants, irrespective of religion. Rejecting suggestions that the bill is anti-Muslim, Shah said the measure has the endorsement of 130 crore citizens of the country, as it was part of the BJP manifesto in 2014 as well as the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. We will have to differentiate between intruders and refugees. The Citizenship Amendment Bill does not discriminate against anyone and does not snatch anyone's rights, Shah said, initiating the debate on the bill. Trying to allay apprehensions of people of the Northeast, Shah said the Narendra Modi government is committed to protect the customs and culture of people of the region and informed that Manipur will be brought under the Inner Line Permit regime, where the proposed law will not be applicable. Shah said under the proposed legislation, citizenship will be granted to refugees coming from the three countries after facing religious persecution there, even without documents, including ration cards. Noting that India has given similar rights to people in the past, Shah said Manmohan Singh and L.K. Advani could become Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister respectively due to this after coming from present-day Pakistan. This bill is not even 0.001% against Muslims. It is against infiltrators, he said. During the debate marked by heated arguments, Owaisi tore the bill, saying it was aimed at making Muslims stateless and will lead to another partition. According to CAB provisions, members of Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities coming from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan till December 31, 2014 and facing religious persecution there will not be treated as illegal immigrants but given Indian citizenship. Opposing the bill, Congress MP Manish Tiwari said it is unconstitutional and contrary to the spirit of the Constitution, which is secular. Equals cannot be treated as unequal. When a person comes to India, he is a refugee. You cannot discriminate against him on the basis of religion, he said during the debate. The bill is against the Constitution, against the spirit of Constitution, and against the ideology propounded by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Discrimination on the basis of religion, he said, was not in tune with the preamble of the Constitution, which specifically mentions the word secularism. Supporting the bill, BJP MP Rajendra Agarwal said the country cannot ignore the suffering of the people who have come here after facing religious persecution. While NDA allies Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party supported the bill, fence-sitters including the Biju Janata Dal and the YSR Congress also extended support while suggesting that Muslims should also be included in the bill. Meanwhile, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said CAB and the National Register of Citizens will never be allowed in West Bengal as long as the TMC is in power. It is a divisive bill and shall be opposed at any cost, she said in Kharagpur, while claiming that at least 30 people have committed suicide in the state due to panic over the implementation of NRC. Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, leader of the Congress in Lok Sabha, said the government was trying to create the impression that by opposing the legislation, the party was anti-Hindu. We are opposing the bill because it is discriminatory in nature. It wreaks havoc on the very foundations of the constitution. This is a step towards Hindu Rashtra. India should maintain the essence of humanity, he said. Nationalist Congress Party Supriya Sule said the perception is that every Muslim is feeling insecure and the second largest community should not feel left out. Referring to DMK MP K. Kanemuri, Sule also asked, what happens to those who practice atheism? The BJP-led NDA government had introduced the bill in its previous tenure and got the Lok Sabha's approval, but it did not introduce it in the Rajya Sabha, apparently due to vehement protests in the northeast and a lack of majority in the House. That bill lapsed following the dissolution of the last Lok Sabha. And the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear from today a batch of pleas challenging the constitutional validity of the centre's move abrogating the provisions of Article 370, which gave special status to the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Justice N.V. Ramana will commence the hearing on a batch of petitions, including that of private individuals, lawyers, activists and political parties like National Conference, Sajjad Lone-led J&K People's Conference and CPIM leader Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami. The bench, also comprising Justices S.K. Kaul, R. Subhash Reddy, B.R. Gawai and Suryakant, had on November 14 refused to pass any interim order on the pleas, saying it might lead to delay in the matter, and the apex court would settle all the issues at one go after hearing all the parties. On Monday, a bench headed by Justice N.V. Ramana asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta and Senior Advocate Raju Ramachandran to come prepared in the matter. The bench also asked the parties to prepare a common compilation of all the documents so that hearing of the matter becomes easier. Mehta said that although common compilation of submission is ready, but if any fresh material emerges during the course of hearing, then it will be filed at a later stage. Earlier, the top court had also asked the centre to respond to 2 fresh petitions which have raised issues related to abrogation of the provisions of Article 370. The court, which had earlier put an embargo on filing of any fresh writ petition challenging the abrogation, had said it would hear only these 2 pleas as they have raised some important issues. Besides the 2 fresh pleas, a batch of petitions are pending before the apex court. Several political parties, including the National Conference, the Sajjad Lone-led J&K People's Conference and CPIM leader Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami, have filed pleas challenging the centre's August 5 decision to abrogate Article 370. The petition on behalf of NC was filed by Lok Sabha MPs Mohammad Akbar Lone and Justice Hasnain Masoodi. In 2015, Justice retired Masoodi had ruled that Article 370 was a permanent feature of the Constitution. A plea was also filed by a group of former defence officers and bureaucrats. Besides, a plea has been filed by bureaucrat-turned-politician Shah Faisal along with activist Shehla Rashid. And from today, Uttar Pradesh police will drop women travelling alone late at night to their destination to ensure their safety. If any woman is alone on the streets from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m, she can dial 112. The police response vehicle with women police personnel will drop her to her destination, Director General of Police O.P. Singh on Monday told PTI. The PRV will also escort women driving scooters if the need arises, he said. A similar initiative has been implemented in Sikkim and Punjab. The move comes days after a veterinarian in Hyderabad was raped and murdered and a rape victim burnt alive by 5 men, including the 2 who had allegedly raped her in Unnao. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.